This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams.
Welcome to The French Chef. I'm Julia Child.
Famed chef and television personality Julia Child died Thursday at the age of 91. A talented teacher, Child brought gourmet cooking into the kitchens of ordinary Americans for decades through her television shows. She also inspired a generation of great chefs, including her longtime friend Gordon Hammersley, and he joins us now from the kitchen of his restaurant in Boston. Welcome, Chef Hammersley.
Thank you, Noah.
Let me take you way back. You must have been intimidated the first time you actually met Julia Child.
I think I almost fell down. She and I are more or less the same height, and I was working at the kitchen at Ma Maison in Los Angeles, where Wolfgang Puck was the chef, and as is her habit, she came wandering into the kitchen to say hello to all of us cooks. And I looked up from my cutting board while I was chopping up some shallots, and there she was, and she just said, "How are you?" Oh. And I said, "Oh, my God, what are you doing here?"
Kind of dangerous for your thumbs there at that point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How was she different from her personality on the TV show?
You know, I think one of the things that is amazing about her is that she was very similar on TV and in real life. You know, that wonderful sense of humor, that wonderful sense of discovery, that teacher in her, that curiosity, that passion came through in real life as it did on TV.
Let's say a month from now, when the immediate sorrow about her passing is gone, and you're sitting around your restaurant late at night talking to friends, and somebody says, "What was she really like? What's the one story that you'll tell about her?"
You know, she was very, very strong. When she wanted something done, she got it done. She rallied the troops, and nobody said no to Julia. And that's one of the things that I think all of us chefs in Boston knew and understood about her. And I think that one of the things that people don't know about her is her sense of charity, her sense of being able to put a party together to raise money for a cause. And boy, when Julia called, we jumped, and usually it was just a terrifically good time, you know. And I think we'll all sit around and kind of laugh about those calls from Julia, cook something for her over at her house for some sort of charity. You know, that's what I think we'll remember about her.
You could depend on her, I would bet, for good food always and quite a bit of laughter, because America had fun with Julia Child.
No doubt. I mean, what she did was to kind of demystify the French techniques, and in so doing, kind of stumbled through some of these very complex recipes. And it was funny to watch. And as cooks, we all stumble. We all make mistakes. We all do crazy things. And Julia just kind of showed us on TV how much fun that could be to watch.
Yeah, sooner or later, somebody's going to always drop that chicken on the floor, right?
You got to deal with it. I'll never forget. Julia was filming with Jacques Pepin over at her house, and she called me up on the phone. She said, "Gordon, you're a duck hunter, right?" And I said, "Sure." And she said, "Well, I need to borrow that duck call of yours." And I said, "Okay, fine." 6 or 8 months later, I was watching one of those shows, and they were doing a show on duck, and sure enough, out came my duck call, and she was blowing it all over the place, and Jacques was laughing, and I said, "Aha, that's what she was going to do with it."
Chef Gordon Hammersley, joining us from Hammersley Bistro in Boston. Thank you, Chef Hammersley.
You're welcome, Noah.
Today we are going to do breast of chicken in the French manner, which means it's a peel, it's a skinless, boneless, luscious...
Chef Julia Child, who died in her sleep at her home in Santa Barbara. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.